Any relation
All right.
to Jimmy?
I wish.
Yeah. And how did you first get involved with him?
I actually read a book in college about 10, 11 years ago by Gatewood Galbraith. It was called The Last Free Man in America. And Gatewood was a local politician here in Kentucky that ran for everything as an independent. Never won, but was big on the cannabis platform and had Willie Nelson campaigning for him and different things. And when I read his book, obviously he talks about marijuana. But he also talked about hemp, and I really, being 21 and kind of being old enough to understand, kind of got the difference between hemp and marijuana. Hemp is this crop that's grown all over the world and used to make all kinds of products, foods, and different things. And marijuana is what you smoke to get high. And I kind of was able to separate them then, got really interested in it, started looking into the legalities of hemp.
Could you fill us in a little bit on the history of hemp? There's all these facts about how integral it was for thousands of years in human society, one of the largest agricultural crops, and a lot of our founding fathers were actually hemp farmers. So what happened? Why did it slide into obscurity?
Well, it didn't anywhere else in the world. We're the only industrialized nation that doesn't produce hemp anymore. But I think what happened, everybody wants to blame it on reefer madness and the marijuana stigma. That's true to an extent, but it also, it was the early 1900s when hemp went away, and we didn't have Facebook and Twitter, and people just kind of did as they were told. And when they were told, hey, you can't grow this anymore because people are smoking it and getting high and whatever, some of them just believed it, and some of them said good riddance because hemp was hard. Hemp was really, really hard and nasty. And if you didn't have a good labor force on your farm or in your factory, it made it that much harder. And everybody thinks, oh, they created nylon and plastic and all this stuff. Sure. When they created that stuff, they thought it was the bee's knees. They thought it was the greatest thing ever. They didn't know it was destroying the earth. So I can't blame anybody. I think it was just a happenstance that it all went down that way. I'm sure there was some corruption behind it, but there was also no fight to keep it. It wasn't like they took it from us and we were upset. And I think it just kind of went away. And now that we're becoming a community of green thinkers and hopefully people moving towards more sustainability, now you're starting to see a bigger push for that. And it also is just another opportunity for the farmers. I mean, farmers are struggling, and giving them an alternative crop now with the technology we have and the machinery that we have, it certainly makes it a lot easier.
What are some of the ways that hemp could lead us into a greener future, as you said?
All plastic materials can be made from any biocomposite material, but for that to happen, the amount of hemp being produced would have to grow substantially so that the price of hemp composite materials would be able to compete. CBD is a great holistic alternative to health, and I think what we're learning as time goes on here, now that we've discovered the endocannabinoid system in your body, is just like you could be deficient in iron or vitamin D, CBD can help balance that out.
What is the current legal status of hemp? Has it changed to where people can grow it openly?
I can grow it, and anybody with a license from their state Department of Agriculture or any institute of higher learning, so universities can grow it in a state where it's legal. I think about 31 states have hemp laws now that vary. That's all under the Farm Bill, and that's just the plant. A lot of times people don't understand that hemp products are 100% legal, have been for 20 years. And the 2004 HIA versus DEA ruling proves that. The U.S. made hemp products under the Farm Bill. That's the gray area, I think, and that's where people are starting to see the need for the 2017 Hemp Farming Act, which would completely deschedule hemp, the plant, from the Controlled Substance Act. There's a lot of special things going on throughout the hemp industry. You can certainly do your own research. I think if you want to learn more about CBD, there's PubMed.gov. I know there's a lot of scientific research about CBD and how it's affecting people's health. And then obviously you can go to pluscbdoil.com and learn more about our products.
Thank
All right,
you.
man. Thanks.